Good morning. This is Sundays with Sucharita on Sunday, the 17th of August. And this is Radha from California. Sucharita had to be traveling today. She actually went to participate in the rituals for the Krishna's birthday in South India. She'll definitely be back next week. But today is a really power-packed day. And so we have a special 25-minute practice for you. And with recordings of Dr. Pillai chanting mantras that will be especially powerful today. And then after our 25-minute practice, we'll do like a quick update on the recent Sun into Leo transit. And we'll open the line to see if there's any comments. And then at about an hour from now, at 12 noon Eastern, Dr. Pillai will be having a live hangout. So if, at that point, if you want to jump off the call and get on the hangout, that would be, you're definitely welcome to do that. So today is a really power-packed day. The sun has just moved into its own sign of Leo. And today is Sunday, ruled by the sun. So definitely it's going to be a day of where there's an abundance of higher intelligence and energy, life energy. It's also the birthday of Krishna. And as you may know, Radha Krishna represent or a paradigm of effortless creation and bliss. It's also the eighth waning moon, which is the powerful time for divine time management. It's a time for Lord Kalabhairava. In addition, the moon is in the Kritika star. This is a star that's ruled by the sun. It's also the Pleiadian star associated with Lord Muruga. It's a star that has to do with truth, with power, and purification through burning or cutting. So definitely it's a powerful day. And then we have a special practice where we'll do the sun's Gayatri mantra to invoke the sun first. And then we'll have the Hare Krishna, Hare Rama chant. This is a chant because it's Krishna's birthday. Krishna can bring great prosperity, good relationships, bliss, spiritual evolution. And also I've heard Dr. Pillai remind us that Krishna and Rama were great warriors. So chanting this chant brings in, gives us the energy of victory and success in everything. And then the third mantra that we'll practice is J.J. Radha Ramana Hari Bol. And this is actually not Dr. Pillai chanting it. It'll be a YouTube. It's from a YouTube video that he's recommended, and it's a very beautiful chant. And as we do these mantras for Radha and Krishna, you may feel that you feel inspired to sing along or to dance, and that's perfect because that's how you get the benefit from these. You don't have to necessarily sit down and meditate and do it silently, although you could. But if it's all about dancing and singing and just and being in that effortless creation of Radha and Krishna. I hope you enjoyed the Radha Krishna and the Sun Gayatri mantras. As I mentioned earlier, today is a very powerful day. The sun has just transited into Leo yesterday evening, and the sun owns Leo. So the sun again is our soul. The sun symbolizes the father. The sun symbolizes the king, royalty, and his symbol is the elephant. And an elephant is like basically it's an archetype of royalty consciousness. And it also symbolizes nice transportation. Like nowadays, we would have beautiful cars, luxury cars. But back then, they had elephants. And Leo is it's the natural fifth house of the zodiac. It's a sign of power and leadership associated with royalty. And it's also associated with children, with spirituality, and even with speculation and entrepreneurship. The symbol of Leo is the lion, and the lion is the king of the jungle, the king of all the animals, in fact. In Sanskrit, the name of Leo is Simha. And as the natural fifth house of the zodiac, Leo relates to God, to our creativity, to children, or also to projects, anything that we can create and manifest. It has to do with doing our mantras and our spiritual practice. And it has a lot to do with intelligence and stimulation of the intellect. The fifth house can bring us blessings in the areas of business, things related to children, and any type of creations. It can give us energy for clear thinking and making decisions. And also even romance is associated with the fifth house. And so we can be experiencing this month with the sun in Leo, new possibilities flowing into our lives. So be alert to what new opportunities may be coming in. And it's a time to develop our authority, our charisma, and also our good health, because the sun is the giver of life energy. So the sun has a lot to do with keeping our body healthy or healing us if we need that, and prosperity, of course. And the sun gives us super intelligence. And the mantra we just did, the Gayatri mantra, the first one, that is a great thing to practice this month. It'll be especially powerful on Sundays, but any day, and especially at sunrise or around sunset too. This is the mantra that's bringing in the energy of the sun, just the highest intelligence, and even getting to the level of omniscience, omnipotence, and omnipresence. So that would be a wonderful thing to practice this month, to really integrate the power of the sun into our lives. And Dr. Pillai created a really nice little YouTube video. It's on the Pillai Center channel, and we'll link to it in this week's blog. But it's a short video where you can hear the Gayatri mantra sung by Dr. Pillai. So the sun, being in its own sign, this is going to give it additional strength. It's really, you know, each planet has like a job description. And basically the planets, they're not like making up, you know, karmas, good or bad, to give to us. We already have our own karmas. And each planet has like a job to bring us certain karmas at certain times. And the sun being in its own sign, it means it's like, in his own house, he feels very comfortable, and he's able to really express his highest qualities and the areas of life that the sun represent, which we just talked about a little bit. So this is a time to embrace super consciousness and our purposefulness and leadership, and also qualities like steadfastness and abundance, because the sun is the sun shines on everyone equally, whether it's a rich person or a beggar. The sun is shining on everyone, and there's enough abundance for everyone. So it's a wonderful abundance and life-giving energy. And it can also help us to strengthen our willpower and our determination, and really focus on our life purpose and what we're motivated by. And another thing is the Gayatri mantra we just mentioned. It can give you a lot of energy, and it can remove depression if you're feeling that. So this month, basically, you know, it's a big shift in consciousness, and it's bringing in more royalty consciousness. So ask yourself, how can I be royal in my life? You know, how can do something to be more royal in your life? Maybe it's putting on a beautiful clothes. Or doing something to be the king or queen in your life. And as the sun is transiting, as we mentioned earlier, it's also the eighth waning moon, which is the time for Kala Bhairava, the god of time, So this is such a power day for divine time management, which is Dr. Pillai has been talking a lot lately about timeline jumping and getting into that zone where we can be in the right place at the right time with the right people and doing the right thing. So that's very important. And today is also Krishna's birthday. So it's like an energy vortex where we can really receive the blessings from Krishna. And Radha and Krishna are inseparable. They go together. And the Radha-Krishna paradigm that Dr. Pillai has been talking about for a few years is a paradigm where there's no sorrow and suffering. Radha and Krishna have they're ever youthful. They're in the pleasure garden called Vrindavan. And it's just a reality of beauty, of love, of pleasure, bliss, wealth. It's basically like heaven on planet Earth. And basically, Radha Krishna paradigm is perfect health, perfect loving relationships, perfect prosperity and abundance, and perfect spiritual evolution. And Dr. Pillai has a YouTube on that in the Pillai Center channel, which we can link to in the blog as well, where it's very short, but he's just mentioning, you know, in the Lord's Prayer, in the Christian tradition, Christ wanted heaven to come down to earth, on earth as it is in heaven. So it's the same thing as the Radha Krishna paradigm. And as you know, Dr. Pillai, through his Tripura Foundation nonprofit, has founded Hope Centers, standing for Heaven on Planet Earth. And there's many Hope Centers. I think there's almost 100 Hope Centers in India and also in Mexico in the border towns, the very poor towns near the border with the United States. And the Hope Centers are where the poorest kids they receive healthy food and tutoring to help to do their homework after school. And then most importantly, they learn the phonemic intelligence brain training exercises. And this is what enables them to develop their own innate intelligence and be able to rise above the extremely difficult circumstances where they're living, like living in a shack or a shanty, and in an area with a lot of crime, perhaps drug trafficking, and poverty, often alcoholism, a problem of alcoholism in one or both of the parents. Often, the parents, maybe only one parent is there, and just really, really tough situations. But with this phonemic intelligence, the sounds that stimulate and develop the brain, they're able to rise above this and get to a very high level of academic performance and positivity, increasing their self-esteem and then becoming leaders and examples for the other kids, and even increasing their emotional intelligence too. So just wanted to mention that about the Radha Krishna paradigm. And the last chant they were listening to, it's part of a beautiful YouTube video with beautiful, beautiful images. And if you have a chance, you may want to have a look at it today. It's something Dr. Pillai has definitely recommended we watch often. We can link to it in the blog, but if you can't wait and want to see it, it's on a channel called Talking with Tak, T-A-K, Talking with Tak. And it's called the Radha Krishna Bhajan, J.J. Radha Ramana Hari Bol. And the images are so beautiful, and the singing is so enchanting that just to watch that just really puts you in a wonderful place. And this is the place of effortless creation and manifestation. So I hope you enjoy that. You know, Krishna's birthday, it's like the birthday party. You can celebrate a person every day of the year, of course, but then when it's his or her birthday, that's like, it's even more powerful. It's like they're really present. That's the day where you really express your appreciation of them. And this is a day when we can really tap into the Radha Krishna consciousness and get a big, big boost of it. So that's, let's see here, that's about it. The other thing was I wanted to mention was, Krishna is the embodiment of love and good relationships and everything, but he's also a spiritual warrior. And so there's also part of the mantra, the Hari Bol, that is, killing the demons or getting rid of the suffering. And of course, scarcity is a demon, scarcity of relationships or scarcity of money. And Hari Bol eliminates all that. So it's a wonderful day. I'm so happy that we could join together and partake in the energies. Sucharita will definitely be back next week, and we'll hear more about her adventures next week. But I'm just going to open the line really quickly and see if anyone so the line is unmuted. In case anyone has a comment, we have time, and then in about 10 minutes, actually, Dr. Pillai is going to be doing special Google Hangout. It's actually going to be on suicide prevention and the spiritual aspect to suicide and spiritual aspect to preventing suicide, inspired by Robin Williams' recent death by an apparent suicide. So, of course, it'll be, if you can, that would be, it's always great to jump on the live webcast of the Google Hangout and hear what Dr. Pillai has to say, because he's always in the moment and he gives the message, whatever message needs to be delivered in that moment. So it's always really powerful. Does anyone have any comments about what your experience was with the mantras or how things are going? If so, feel free to interrupt me. And we have a little time here. Otherwise, we can, if everyone is just dancing and chanting and in Radha Krishna bliss, that's lovely too. Yes? Is someone on the line?
Hi, Radha. It's Nanochka again.
Hi.
Hi there. So, I definitely felt a lot from the meditation. Thank you very much. Today actually happens to be my birthday. It's a lot to live up to. But
happy birthday.
Thank you.
Wow, it's really a power day for you.
Yeah, in my own small way, I feel a little bit of what you're talking about. Like I said, it's a lot to live up to, but I just moment to moment give it my best effort. And I don't have kids of my own. Children are really important to me, and I've been praying in particular for an orphanage in Uganda lately. It's called Yurik. And I've talked to Mohini about possibly eventually having a hope center there. They really need it. And they very much want it, the director and all of the other staff members are very, very interested in bringing phonemic intelligence to the children.
Wow, that's really exciting. I mean, to me, that's just one of the most exciting things, to be able to see the children that that were facing a future of so much suffering, and then to see them get the phonemic intelligence, brain training, and then just their destiny totally changes.
Yeah, it's just amazing. Yeah, it's one of the incredible miracle stories, and I know it's going to take a while because there aren't any Hope Centers in Africa, let alone Uganda at this time. But, yeah, if everyone on the line could join me in prayers to, you know, bring that about as quickly as possible, I'd really appreciate it.
Yeah, wonderful. That's a great prayer request. That the phonemic intelligence will be coming to Africa and at first Uganda and helping the children there. It's a wonderful gift for the children. And when the children are empowered by the higher intelligence, it's like they help to transform their entire community, their parents, the other kids who weren't able to be in the Hope Center yet. And it's just it's a wonderful thing.
Yeah, these particular children are particularly challenged. They're all children heads of households. They all have HIV, AIDS. And unfortunately, in this area of Uganda where your orphanage is, there is a lot of witchcraft that is going on. And they're afraid of children being abducted and ritually murdered, so they need a lot of prayers for protection as well.
Wow. Yeah, that just really brings it home just how much the world, how much we need this higher intelligence brought to us by the sun, by Radha Krishna consciousness.
Absolutely.
Yes, amen.
It's so important to focus on the solution, not on the problem. I see this in my friends all too often. They're saying, well, I don't want this. Don't focus on that. Focus on what you do want and really see it and really feel it like it's happening now. So critical.
Yeah, that's a great point. And yeah, I definitely experience that. And, you know, sometimes I'll get bogged down by problems just in my daily life, and I'll forget, you know, and I'll be thinking about the problems, and which is a very unpleasant place to be in. But, you know, going to YouTube and watching this beautiful Radha Krishna, J.J. Radha Ramana Haribol, it just like totally shifts that, and it puts me into a beautiful place of so much love and positivity and bliss. And so that's actually
for
like.
I'm definitely looking forward to checking that out.
Yeah, wonderful. And happy birthday to you. It's
Thank you.
Yeah, lots of blessings and energy are coming to you on your birthday this year. That's great.
Yeah, well, more than anything else, Radha, my wish is to give my full measure, to not hold anything back, but to give everything I have to give.
Beautiful. Thank you so much for sharing with us.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks for kind of filling us in on the astrological, well, not so much forecast, but kind of giving us an overview of what we can expect for the months to come. It really does make a difference to work with the energies, know what's happening, and work with them rather than trying to fight against them.
Yeah, great. Yeah, I'm great. I'm happy to hear that's helpful.
Oh, it is very much so. Thank you. love and blessings to everybody. Namaste.
Namaste. Thank you. Great. Well, is there anyone else who would like to make a comment out to the community? As we mentioned before, it's such a beautiful paradigm just to chant, to sing the Radha Krishna sounds, and you can dance. You can put your hands up and dance and enjoy the energy. You don't have to sit down and meditate. Of course, you that's wonderful too if you can. But the story that Dr. Pillai has told us is that when the Kali Yuga or the age of suffering was beginning, Krishna was on the earth plane, and he gave this mantra of the Hare Krishna Hare Rama mantra that we use, and he said, we're going to be having a time when it's going to be hard for you to concentrate and meditate. You know, it's the age of suffering. And so you don't have to sit down and meditate for long hours. You can just sing this mantra, Hare Krishna Hare Rama mantra, all the time. And this will get you into the higher consciousness. But you can do it through song and dance. And it's fun. It's like a divine fun. It's like a higher level of fun. So, let's see if...
Radha?
Yes, hi, who's this?
Hi, it's Diana, how are you?
Hi, good. How was your experience today?
Oh, just a wonderful, wonderful day. I woke up, at 3:30, and I've been, doing some meditating and chanting and pujas, and now I'm here at the coffee shop listening to you and waiting for the webcast. But I have a quick question.
Sure.
I was in the webcast yesterday, but are we going to be able to have a replay of that? Because I wanted to rewatch it, but I'm looking on my order log, and I don't see the film reel. I just see the blue TV screen.
Yes. Okay. Great question. Thanks for asking that, because probably a bunch more people have that question too. I think that the replay is going to be available within a day or two.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know if it'll be available today. I'm hoping, because I actually missed it last night because I was traveling. Yeah, I just had to tune in the ether. Yeah, and I think there's going to be a mantra available too. What I read on the website, that we're going to get a mantra.
Uh-huh.
And you would go into your order log on flycenter.com, and then sometimes you have to search a little bit, but you'll look and you'll see, oh, there's a link to do the replay, and here's a link for the mantra MP3 file.
Right. Okay, I was just wondering, because I didn't, usually the film reel is up there to rewatch the webcast, and I didn't see it. So I was just wondering, and I can understand, of course, that it takes a while, so I don't want to be pushy or anything, but have an absolutely wonderful day, and thank you for all the insights you shared.
Thank you so much. It's great to hear from you, and let's just manifest instantaneously that the replay will get on the website soon, because I'd like to see it too. I'd like to see it today.
Okay.
Christmas birthday. So let's just see what we can do, and I'll keep checking the website and see.
Thank you so much.
Okay. Thanks. Bye. Take care. Okay. Great. Well, actually, it's right about time for Dr. Pillai's live hangout to start. You can watch it through PillaiCenter.com, or you can go to YouTube. And so maybe it's a good time for us to sign off, so we can go and get whatever message Dr. Pillai has for us today. Unless someone has a burning desire to talk. Seeing none, I think we'll just sign off for today. Thanks so much for joining. It's great. It's wonderful to connect with you in the ether. And we'll hear from Sucharita next week about her latest adventures and the latest download of what's going on. So have a blessed day, and we'll talk to you soon.